Hevea Act 6, An Elastic Continuum, by Bethany Hughes. Visitor's Text, by Bettina Siegele. Dandelion, German, Löwenzahn, Synonym für Löwenmaul, Milchstock, Milchschock, Milchblume, Milchzahn, Milchdistel, Milchstängel, Darmstock, Kohlblume, Ringelstock, Ringelsbusch, Ringelblume, Pappelblume, Sonnenwärme, Sonnenwurm, Märzenstock, Märzenbusch, Märzenblume, Maienschopf, Markdistel, Hummelblume, Rotzmucken, Schmalzblume, Brunzblume, Kettenblume, Laternlein, Lichtlein, Blaseblume, Löwenzahn. Hevea Act 6, An Elastic Continuum, is part of Bethany Hughes' ongoing artistic research project Hevea, in which she explores the connection between the organic substance rubber and the success of capitalism, imperialism, and modernity, and the ways in which human and non-human life is intertwined with military-industrial complexes. The sixth act of this Hevea series, and thus has an exhibition at the Kunstpavillon, focuses on the history of the Taraxum crocus, better known as the Kazakh or Russian dandelion from the Tian Shan Mountains in Kazakhstan. Nowadays, the dandelion is considered a weed or an indicator for acidic soil, often caused by intensive agriculture. It is also used in homeopathic remedies or even as a vegan substitute for honey. Little, however, is known about the political role, both past and present, played by this yellow-flowered plant, which can be found all over the world with the exception in Antarctica. What makes it so important is the rubber extracted from the roots, a largely invisible but indispensable component of modern production good. Hevea Act 6 is dedicated to the dandelion, the raw material it provides, the places where it can be found, and the women who are associated with this plant. The exhibition tells a story characterized by the vagueness of this central figure in the raw materials policy of some of the most influential and incisive global centers of power of the last century: the Soviet Union, the USA, Nazi Germany, and the European Union. To tell this story, Bethany Hughes visited the places most significant to the dandelion: steppes, fields, mountain valleys, greenhouses, biotechnological laboratories, plant breeding facilities, and archives in Kazakhstan, Ukraine, the Netherlands, Poland, and Germany. By the end of the 1930s, a network of experimental farms and state laboratories for the extraction of dandelion rubber had been established in the Soviet Union throughout Siberia, Uzbekistan, Belarus, and Ukraine. Knowing about the Soviet Union's dandelion rubber production, the fear of a rubber shortage grew in the USA. The resulting emergency rubber project combined agricultural science and war machinery with the aim of establishing and industrializing domestic rubber cultivation. When Nazi Germany invaded the Soviet Union in 1941 and discovered large-scale rubber cultivation there, the Nazis also saw this as the solution to their political and economic isolation and the associated shortage of raw materials. Heinrich Himmler was appointed special commissioner for all matters relating to the plant-based rubber, and Auschwitz became the place where agriculture, trade, and the machinery of war came together. The so-called Gärtnerei und Pflanzenzuchtkommando, English Horticulture and Plant Breeding Command, in Reiskio, was a subcamp of Auschwitz in which 300 women were imprisoned, including many female botanists and scientists from all over Europe. The lives of these women in Reiskow were dedicated wholly to the dandelion and its life cycle. Under forced labor, they sorted, and numbered the seeds, they watered, pollinated, harvested, documented, and dissected the plants, and while doing so, they manipulated and boycotted the experiments of the Kommando Pflanzenzucht, the plant breeding command, project by subtle but effective acts of sabotage. They did this by not dabbing the brush used for pollinating the individual plants in the alcohol provided for this purpose, by secretly burning particularly promising seeds in the oven, or by swamping the numbers of the plants and passing on incorrect information. After the end of the Second World War, the trade routes to Southeast Asia gradually opened up again. Hevea rubber was once more available and dandelion research was abandoned. Today, the dandelion and its rubber have attracted renewed interest in research. Therefore, there can be found publicly funded research networks all over the world again. What unites all this current Crocus research project is the narrative of sustainability. The less rubber needs to be imported from Southeast Asia, the less rainforest deforestation and emission from import-export there will be, it is claimed. The undeniable contradiction that the plant in this form is only needed to maintain the inherently flawed principle of endless growth and our unsustainable continuous consumption remains. This little-known story of the dandelion has been captured by Bevan Hughes in the single-channel video installation in the Rare Gallery space. Using a mixture of her own footage, found footage, and archive material such as the documentary film Phosphagus by Hirori Lipschitz from 1949, she takes us on the journey of the dandelion, in which the history of the women involved is also made visible. The names of 71 women imprisoned in Raisko are read out. In doing so, it pays tribute to the subtle and silent resistance of these women in the subcamp of Auschwitz and the impact of their courageous actions. As part of an audiovisual immersive installation, the film is complemented by 7 oversized dandelion sculptures made of glass, steel, rubber, with their butts still closed or just opening. These hybrid human-plant beings embody their complicated and interwoven interrelationship and objectification through the machinations of politics, war, and capitalism. With them, the artist gives the plant, whose story is dominated by the raw material extracted from it, a body that appears both delicate and fragile, as well as aggressive and resilient. In collaboration with sound artist Diego Flores, Hughes composed a soundtrack for the sculpture, a mix of voice textures and field recordings created during her research for the film. The sound bodies are vibrated by exciter speakers, giving each individual sculpture its own voice and at the same time creating a polyphonic choir as a group. New additions for the show at the Kunstpavilion are the Alienesque Flies by artist Y.E.T. Law, which complemented the organic character of the sound installation. Hervé Act 6, An Elastic Continuum, is dedicated to the different fates of all those women whose stories are closely linked to that of the dandelion and the same time focuses on the narrative of the plant itself. In her expansive multimedia installation, Bevan Hughes illustrates a narrative of resource extraction, economic and political imperialism, gendered labor, representation and memory, which will also be documented in a publication and presented at the end of the exhibition at the Kunstpavilion. Credits: installation. Glass, steel, rubber, quadraphonic audio, plus 7-channel generative audio, single-channel video, 27 minutes, dimension variable. Sound: Diego Flores. Flies in collaboration with Y.T. Lee Law. Production assistants: Berlin Glassworks, Dimitra Kharitsani. Research assistants: Ole Sharma, Anel Ilyasova. Translation: Gary Vanisian, Maya Zagroska, Bettina Siegele. Voice artists: Nikola Sangs, Raushan Tolganabayev, Anna Kin, Daria Shishok, Alina Rasiakovna, Marlene Dietrich. Archival material. An archival material courtesy of the German Federal Archives, the Central State Archive of Film, Photo Documents and Sound Recordings of the Republic of Kazakhstan, Central State Film, Photo and Sound Archive of Ukraine, Laurie Shelley Archive at the Holocaust Center, San Francisco. With many thanks to Professor Dr. Dirk Prüfer and the team at the Institute of Plant Biology and Biotechnology, University of Münster, Fred Agner and the staff of Excusa GmbH, Peter van Dijk, Anke Sorensen and the staff at Lionflex, Kay Gini, the Cellini Center of Contemporary Culture Almaty, Pablo De Soto and the team of Laboral, Dominika Klusitsky, Bettina Siegele, Cornelia Reinisch-Hoffmann and the team representing the KünstlerInnenvereinigung Tirol. This project was realized with the framework of a European Media Art Platform residency program at Laboral, Centre d'Arte e Creazione Industriale, with support from the Creative Europe Cultural Program of the European Union. It was produced with support from the Senate Department for Culture and Social Cohesion in Berlin, Institut für Auslandsbeziehungen and the Alexander Tutzek Stiftung. Biography: Bevan Hughes is an artist and researcher who creates installations that combine moving image, film, sculpture and text to explore political, social and technological transformations. Her latest work, Hervé Act 6, premiered at the part of the European media platform at Liberal Centro de Arte y Creación Industrial in Spain in December 2023. Bevan Hughes completed a PhD in art and cultural history at the University of Leeds in 2020. Participation in numerous exhibitions and solo shows throughout Europe, including Summer Interlude, Blutgraben Project Space Berlin in 2023, A Fluid Defense Künstlerhaus Südbahn Hamburg in 2022, EWEA Act 4 Unnatural Ecologies Feld 5 Berlin in 2021, EWEA Front Views Haunt Berlin in 2018, Soft Bodies Project Space Leeds in 2017. www.bethanhughes.com. Credits: Curatorial Support Bettina Siegele. Exhibition Technique Paul Irrmann, Lukas Kleestiel. Production Cornelia Reinisch-Hofmann. Exhibition Booklet Milena Turner. Exhibition Booklet Editorial Bettina Siegele and Cornelia Reinisch-Hofmann. Graphic Design Booklet Marille, Büro für Grafik und Text. Audio Guide read by Bettina Siegele. EWEA Act 6, An Elastic Continuum, is part of the annual program The Resistance of Nothingness, curated by Bettina Siegele. EWEA Act 6, An Elastic Continuum, is part of the annual program The Resistance of Nothingness, curated by Bettina Siegele. Jury of the program 2024, Didem Yasici, curator and director of the Gallery of Yapıkredi Culture Arts and Publishing Istanbul, Michael Strasser, artist and board member of KünstlerInnenvereinigung Tirol, and Bettina Siegele, Artistic Director and Management of Kunstpavillon and Neue Galerie. Dates: Opening, Thursday, 10th of October 2024, 7 p.m. Exhibition Talk in the Realm of the Premierentage 2024, 9th of November 2024, at 2 p.m. Exhibition Tour Art and Coffee, 23rd of November 2024, at 11:30 a.m. Guided Tour with Bettina Siegele, 11th of December 2024 at 5:30 p.m. Vernissage and Book Launch on the 17th of January 2025 at 7 p.m. Current information on events can be found at www.kofferty.at.